couple months back on your platform, you recited an unnamed source who I feel like attacked my character. One, I didn't really get a chance to defend myself, and two, you know, the damage kind of already is done. And I think journalistic integrity goes two ways.
Yes, sir.
So for me, I think a lot of people were upset, and as was I, because I understand journalistic integrity, and I understand how that works. But I also understand the idea of normal integrity as well. And I also want to maintain and protect that.
Sure.
One thing you can say about Jaylen Brown is he'll tell it to your face. And he wore that shirt that said "State Your Source," and it was in reference to something that Stephen A. Smith said about a conversation that he had with a source who he never named, but the source said that Jaylen Brown is not well-liked in the league and that he's not considered marketable. Now, there's a lot of different ways you could go with that. I don't think it was someone on his team. I don't think it was like a player on the team or something. It could have been maybe, I don't know, a Nike executive, right? I mean, it's very possible that it was someone like that. Well, who talks about being marketable? Who cares about that sort of stuff? Executives from shoe companies and things like that, athletic companies, things like people who hand out sponsorships to guys like Jaylen Brown. And in fairness, Jaylen Brown did come out with his own line of shoe this year. He has a whole thing with Nike now, with which stems back now all the way to Team USA and sort of beyond that. I think that in general, he's like everybody else on this team, very aware of what people say. I mean, he's very antennas up about it. He cares when someone says something like that. He said, "I didn't have a chance to defend myself," and you know, journalistic integrity goes both ways. And in fairness, here's Stephen A. interviewing him and allowing him to defend himself and say what he wants to say. But in a situation like that, when you're talking about a team that's competing for an NBA Finals and may or may not have sort of a, I don't know exactly what to call it, but a you-know-what measuring contest going on between the two best players on the team. Something like that, I think, is fair game. I didn't think it was an unfair thing for Stephen A. Smith to have reported, in the sense that he's right. I'd say Brown is right about there being unnamed sources who can sink people's careers. It's true. I mean, that's just sort of an unfortunate reality of modern sports and the NBA and sort of the influence that people have and that people like Stephen A. Smith have. But that's nothing new. I mean, that's nothing new to or unique to Jaylen Brown and the Celtics. That's just something that's kind of always existed, I guess. So I understand what Brown's saying, but I don't think it's something super special or unique to him.
No, but I think what... And I listened to like 80% of the podcast. It was like an hour and 40.
It's very long.
Yeah, it was a lot. And a lot of it had to do with this. It was sort of deep philosophical stuff and how he approaches everything. But I give Jaylen Brown credit. He kind of led the podcast.
Yep.
As soon as he was introduced, he took over and basically said, "I want to talk about this. I want to address it now. Let's get it out of the way." And I think what bothered him was... this isn't somebody saying, a source said that he struggles to dribble to his left. Or this was sort of an attack on his character, right? That he doesn't get along with people. He's not likable.
Right.
And that is where I think he feels like it crossed the line. Because if there's a source that says, he's got a sprained ankle or whatever, like those are kind of... whatever. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it a grade 3 MCL or a grade 2 and the source was wrong? Whatever.
Right.
This was, and I didn't remember the details of this. This came about very quickly, I guess, on air. Stephen A. Smith got the text while on air having a discussion. And then he claims he got multiple phone calls when they went off air, kind of backing it up. So
right.
He kind of, in a weird way, even though he had already said it, kind of got multiple sources to corroborate the idea.
Sure.
But it's also just an opinion. It's also just an idea. But when you marry it up with Jaylen Brown doesn't have a sneaker company and he doesn't have a boatload of endorsements and different things, now it's like, oh, maybe circumstantially that proves the point that he is difficult to work with or marketability is a concern for him. So,
and I think part of that had to do with the whole thing with Kyrie and sort of that thing with the Black Hebrew Israelites outside the Barclays Center and all that. Like, there was some things. He got involved with Kanye West. Like, there was things that you sort of looked at. He signed with, what was it, Donda Sports?
Yep.
And you're just looking at it like, you know, this is stuff that makes you tougher to market, you know? Like,
sure.
We weren't seeing Kyrie doing a bunch of ads after that. Like, that's just, that's part of it. Now, that was a while ago. It's a few years now, and I do think that people move on and sort of forget, and I do think that Jaylen Brown also does a lot of things that are really easy to market. I mean, he does a ton of work in the community. He's got his own businesses. He wants to do all this stuff to sort of uplift the various communities around the country. In Oakland with the Black Wall Street thing, like, he's very active in all of those types of spaces. That should be easy to market, I think, especially now that he's won a championship and was the conference final MVP and the finals MVP. Like, those are all things that push you into that next
but
level
complex.
Of marketability. He is complex.
I think that's
true.
The problem. He's complex. Like, you say that, and this is a third rail, but the reality is he does want Black Wall Street and the wage gap and the wealth gap and all of those things. Aren't there some people that's probably, they don't care for it? They're called racists, right?
Sure.
You know what I mean? So if you, it's the old Michael Jordan thing, Republicans,
but,
whatever,
right,
that.
LeBron James had the I Can't Breathe shirts, and that didn't hurt
no,
his endorsement.
No, I know, but,
so, I mean, you
but
know,
he's LeBron James.
Right. I'm just saying, I don't
Jaylen
think
Brown's
that that's
the second best player on his team.
That's not a deal breaker, though.
It could be.
You
have enough of those.
Enough racists that are NBA fan, I don't know.
No, I think companies look at that like, if I bring this guy aboard, what are the cons? And you start
Nike
listing,
bring Kaepernick
and if
again?
There's
like, you know, like that, I don't
and they,
know about
they
this.
Went pros over cons there. They believed, but they had the discussion because it was a flexion point, right? Like there was a lot going on then. And the one thing that I always said is, how many guys who are the second best player on their team, and that's been widely accepted, whether I believe it or not doesn't matter. That's been widely accepted. He's the second best player on the Boston Celtics.
Right.
Usually the star gets the superstar treatment, right? Like Jason Tatum's
absolutely.
The star, so he's going to get more marketable opportunities, blah, blah, blah.
And he's gotten lots of them. I mean, he was in every Gatorade commercial. Right. Like
he's also
does a lot
very
of stuff.
Vanilla.
Yeah, how many ads did you see Klay Thompson do, even when they were winning titles? Like, he was never on
right.
TV.
Like, and that's the reality. Once one guy is sort of anointed the king, is anointed the go-to guy, the superstar, mm-hmm. the marketable one, the A, the alpha, the whatever you want to call it, that there's less available for the beta, for the second tier, second fiddle. And that's what Jaylen Brown has been. And then you add in some of these other, would that be an issue if we brought him in? Would that cause any backlash? Especially now. Now, I know we're in a weird time here, but, you know, the Bud Light things and these various,
yeah.
these social media campaigns can just erupt and take off and do damage to companies. So I get it. I like him, and he's not for me. I'm too lazy to approach life the way he does.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like he pushed back, but the disruptor thing, like he's a bit of a disruptor. He's a why guy. He's definitely a why guy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tells him to do something, he says, why? Well, they did it before you. Why? He probably keeps asking why, whereas I just go, oh, okay. You know, I just put my head down and, like, I'm an idiot. I'm a lemming. I just go along with, I'm a cow.
Uh-huh.
You know, the trough is over there. All the other cows are going over there, so I follow them to the frickin' trough.
Gotcha.
But he's not that, and I think that rubs some people the wrong way. And those are these people. Also, it could be a Nike exec but it could also be just somebody in the agent world who knows it and is like, I can tell you, I don't represent him, but I can tell you, people have questions about his marketability, his likability, right? Like, I've heard stories, and they're passing that information on. And
yeah.
It's their truth. They believe it. I don't think people were making stuff up. I don't think this was a blackball
campaign. I don't
think
so either. I don't think that Stephen A. made it that he didn't have a source or that, you know,
or
it was
even
a source that he'd be able to, right, exactly. I think that was all true, right.
Like,
yeah.
That source believes
mm-hmm.
that Jaylen Brown, there are people that don't like him and that he has trouble being marketed. I firmly believe that was an honest take. Now, is that the truth? Well, that's their truth. Doesn't mean it's everybody's truth. And Jaylen Brown, you're attacking my character. I have no problem with him being upset about that. And now he goes on today, or this week, clears the air. They ended up kind of yucking it up
yeah.
for a lot of the podcast.
It was not very combative. It
no.
was pretty friendly, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he got what he wanted. Stephen A. gets what he wanted. And everybody moves on.
Yep. That's what it looked like.